We are getting into some tech. We are talking about phishing apps.
So nowadays, the more information you have, the better your chances of catching fish are.
Would we go fishing nowadays without looking at our...
No.
You're listening to The Deep Dive. I'm Vanessa Green. Each week, we explore the world of South African fishing together, sharing expert advice, different ways to cast and catch, and the latest buzz from the water. Let's get into it.
Welcome to another episode, and today we are getting into some tech. We are talking about phishing apps. Right now, we know the famous saying over the last decade, probably even decade and a half, is there's an app for that. This time we are talking about the apps for phishing. Now, as there's an app for your music, there's an app for your podcast, there's an app to get you to your location, there's an app to order your food. But today I am sitting down with Ray Thompson. Hello, Ray.
How's it, bud? How are you doing? Good. Great. To be here.
So we are going to talk about the top 5 phishing apps. Now, I've been fishing with you for, well, over 20 years.
That's right.
We didn't have apps back then.
No, we didn't.
So the thing would be, hey, we're going to Transkei, we just figure it out. But now it's changed. Now I come and see you, and you are already looking at all these apps and talking about energy level, sea swells, tides, and moon phases, barometrics. It's becoming pretty good.
Yeah, in the old days, we used to just go with the flow. We're going to have a jaw, we're going to fish, and you never knew what the weather was going to do.
Yeah.
So nowadays, the more information you have, the better your chances of catching fish are.
Perfect. That's exactly what it's about. We prove full time.
Correct.
And now everything's to do with apps. So let's start it off talking about, and now this is in no specific order, right? We're just going to talk about our 5 apps that we use when we are going fishing. And hopefully this helps our fellow anglers out
100%.
There. 100%. And eliminate all the unnecessary
guesswork.
Yeah, eliminate the guesswork.
Correct.
So let's talk about barometric pressure, because that's been a huge thing. It's one of the crucial things when we are fishing. What sort of app would I look for if I'm looking at barometrics?
Like you say, just go type in barometric pressure and it will come up with one of those apps as it is. And basically what it does, it will give you when the pressure is the highest. For instance, today, right now at the moment, I'm actually just looking on my watch, to be quite honest. And at the moment, it's 1,020. It will drop. It's saying that it will drop. And by tomorrow, it's going to drop right down to 1,017.
Huh.
This afternoon.
Okay, so I go to the App Store. I download the barometric pressure forecast app. Correct. And then just look at it all there.
Yeah, it's all there, but it's quick and easy. It tells you when the best fishing. You always want to fish on a dropping barometer. Okay. Because the fish have learned. Fish, no. They travel around in schools. They realize that the pressure on the actual surface of water is increasing. That means that there's a cold front coming.
Okay.
So they're going to feed. So the minute that barometer starts dropping, those fish feed. So you always want to try and fish on that dropping pressure, basically, is when you want to fish. Okay. Not on the rising pressure.
All right. So the one way to check that out is go and download a barometer.
Go down it. It'll give you the time. It'll tell you when it's coming through, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Your best fishing time is going to be from right now until about 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Huh.
Best fishing time you can have.
All right. Now, let's talk about one of the all-time favorites, the one that most people know. We are talking about WinGuru, and you told me that's the one look for with energy in the water.
WinGuru is one of those that gives you everything. If you had to look at one app, that app would give you basically everything that you want. The swell height, the energies, the wave period, wave direction, and also, like I say, the energy, which is the latest part that they've added to it. So the energy is the power in the actual waves. So for instance, if you went down this morning and you couldn't hold an 8-ounce sinker, by this evening the energy level will be right down. We only like to fish when we look at that graph of theirs, that's 500 or less.
Right.
So that would be very nice. You can throw a 3-ounce cone sinker, 4-ounce cone sinker, and it's not going to wash around.
So now this energy level has nothing to do with the swells or anything.
It comes with the swell. The bigger the swell, the longer the period between it, 15 seconds, whatever it might be, just tells you that there's more energy in it.
All right. Now, does that energy level have anything to do with the actual feeding of the fish, or just all the bait is holding?
So what happens, basically, if there's big energy in the water, it churns up the bottom a lot. So you don't get your flat fish, your predator fish feeding as much as you would if it was calm, like a 500 energy
level,
period, level, whatever you want to call it, in the actual water. If it's 500 or less, basically there's very little movement in the water. Those fish can move around and scavenge and look for bait or whatever it is. For instance, there's sardines. Here's a scenario. There's sardines that have been netted. The sardines have been squashed in the net. They release the net, what is left in the net.
Yeah.
And the energy level's 3K. In other words, like 3,000. What's going to happen is the sand's going to cover it.
Okay.
So those fish can't actually find it. If it is 500 or less, they're going to be lying on top of the sand, just moving on.
Creating that whole chum ball.
That whole chum ball will be there. Yeah. Those fish will be feeding up and down like you can't believe. All the little bait fish will be out trying to eat those sardines. The less energy, the better it is for your predator fish, your fish that are looking to hunt in that.
Okay, so it's now scavenging. Wind Guru shows us this energy level.
That is correct. That's what's nice about Wind Guru. It's a good overall kind of an app to have a look at.
All right.
Gives
now,
you everything.
While we're talking about that energy coming through the swells and the waves, tell me about the app called WaveNet. Why do we look at WaveNet?
WaveNet is basically buoys that they have out at sea. Okay, and off South Pier here in Durban. Okay. So it gives you the swell height, the period between the actual swells. It gives you the water temperature, which is very important, especially since we're looking for sardines and that. And it gives you the wave direction or the direction of the actual swell, which is also very important. And it's very up to date.
Okay, so now I can understand water temperature, why that's important. Why is it important for us to understand the
wave period? Basically, the bigger the wave period, the more energy there is in it. The closer together it is, the more choppy it is, the better it is actually for fish in it.
Okay, so that's why we always say, oh no, it's a 14-second wave period or a 3-second wave period. Or
8 seconds, one of the better ones to look for, yes, for fishing.
Okay.
That's what we look for. So a shorter wave period is better. There's not that much surge coming up the beach and down the beach. Again, if it's big and it goes up the beach, it pulls and sucks back all that sand and churning sand and stuff like that there. And take a pompano or a stumpy. He does feed in that churning sand and that.
Yes.
But he doesn't like a big surge because that sea lice now has time to actually scurry away and hide in the sand.
Yeah.
Dig you in understand? Again. Yeah. So dig in again. Mm. The shorter the swell period, the less it moves, the more chance that fish like a pompano or a stumpy has got of finding it. And the more safe it actually is for you as an angler as well.
Of course.
You don't want your legs sucked out from behind you and then sucked out into the shore break and that.
All right, so now WaveNet is the one to tell us about.
WaveNet does, especially temperature and the period between the swells. So that's another very good one to have a look at. But it is fixed buoys in the ocean.
Right.
Okay.
Now, another one I've seen you look a lot at. First, you'll go into Wind Guru, then you'll go and look at Windy. What is Windy about? What's the difference between Windy and Wind Guru?
Windy is basically a wind app that we use. It's easy to use. You can take your little mouse or whatever it is and put it anywhere, whether it be on the land or in the sea. You can take your little mouse and place it on that particular point, and it will tell you what the wind is doing at this moment right now.
Would you find that more accurate than Wind Guru, though?
It is accurate, but Wind Finder now.
Oh, okay, so that's the fourth one on my list, Wind Finder. So,
Wind Finder is most probably the most accurate of all of the app that we use. Again, it's a very simple app. It gives you the forecast for the next 5 days, but again, I think what they do there is they take all the information and put it so a simple person can understand what's going
on. It's a lot more easier to
understand. Way easier. Well, even my daughter can tell you what's going on.
Okay.
It is that easy. And
all
it's
right.
accurate. That's the nice part about it.
Okay, so those are our five apps, right? So we got five apps that we look at when we go fishing, which is awesome. I don't mind this. I love it. But now, would there be just one app that could tell me all of this?
No. No, they all lie, unfortunately.
Whether it's one is better than the other for different applications. Yeah.
Look, no, don't say they all lie. That's not true. Weather, unfortunately, changes so quickly all the time. Still, they're refining it every single month. There's something new that they're bringing in that's getting more and more accurate with it.
Yeah.
But you know what it is? It's one of those, you take all the app, you put it in a bowl and you make a stew and you come out with your own conclusion of what's going to happen.
All right. So we assume, that's what barometric pressure forecast said. That's what Windy said.
Yes.
That's what Wind Guru said. And
you
receive
put it together,
what matches
you
the most.
Think, yeah.
Ah, okay.
And the more you use it, the better you become at it.
Yes, of course, because the more you're understanding what's going
that
on.
That is correct.
And what you're looking for at what.
Correct. All right. For fishing applications.
Yes.
Look, these apps are used for all different things, flying, sailing, stuff like that.
Yes.
But we want to use it for fishing, so we need to just fine tune it a little bit to suit what we're looking for.
All right. Now, tell me, would we plan a trip these days, Ray? Like, before we just say, it's looking good, we're off on a Friday, let's go. And we go. Now...
But we've done it how many times we've actually planned a trip and said, oh, here comes a cold front. We're not going.
That's it. Yeah. So would we go fishing nowadays without looking at our app?
No. Look, most of us like to plan our school holidays or our trips away two, 3 months in advance. We need to do our bookings and stuff, whether it be fly fishing, whether it be hiking in the berg. It doesn't make a difference.
Yes.
Unfortunately, most of these apps are accurate up to about 3 days beforehand. So only 3 days before can you actually say, are you going, are you not going?
Yeah.
That's the problem.
It is hard to plan it.
Correct.
So I guess it's good to plan it, like if we are fishing for this weekend.
Correct.
However, if we're going to plan something as a forecast to say, let's go away in 3 months' time, that's not going to help us all that much.
But it can give you, if you wake up in the morning and you say, hey, should I go fishing? Let me just quickly have a look at it. Oh, it's looking brilliant. Or no, it's coming at 12 o'clock. It's a big westerly. Sleep in.
Well,
or mow the lawn.
It could also help us in the sense that should we have planned our trip ahead in advance, now we're going and the situation changes or the conditions change. Now we know how to plan accordingly. You know, we've got big seas out there. All right, let's change our tactics a bit.
Here's another scenario. Yeah. We're going fishing for 7 days. You can at least see in advance which is out of those 7 days is going to be your best fishing days.
Yeah.
Which is going to be the best days to go game driving. For instance, if you're going to play Vital. Mm-hmm. So the easiest way to do it is have a look at your apps. It gives you 7 days. And you can say, hey, honey, I want to go and fish on Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah. So we'll do the sightseeing on Monday and Friday.
Correct. That's what makes it so good.
Oh, you got to love technology.
Definitely.
You have to. Now, talking about technology, one of the most common questions is, what fish is this? Now, is there an app to identify the fish? Because, let's face it, right? I mean, we've been fishing for a while. We know fish, but as much as I've been fishing, I know the common ones. Every now and then, I'll find those weird-looking fish. And instead of sending it to a friend or a group to say, guys, what fish is this? Surely there's got to be an app for that.
There is. Right. It's a fish app called Marine Fish Guide for South Africa. Obviously, we're in South Africa, so...
No, sure.
Marine Fish Guide for South Africa. You can get it on your app store. You can get it on Google Play.
Yes.
Any of those apps will actually have it. You just type it in and it'll come up there. There's a couple of little features that you've got to actually type in to say what kind, what length, where you caught it, stuff like that.
Sure.
And it'll come up with a picture of the actual fish that is available. 5 different species, 6 different species of fish.
Yeah.
And then you can start weaving it out and seeing which is the right
this
one.
This one's got 5 lines coming down.
Correct.
Square tail.
Yeah, just general things like that will let you know. But there are fish apps, definitely. That's just one of them.
Yeah.
They're about 4 or 5 different variations.
Fantastic. I love the times we're in.
Lovely.
All right. So, guys, that's our deep dive. Deep diving into tech this week. Now, as we move on, if you want to know more about why we are looking at the winds or the tides, make sure to check out our other episodes, which is available on our channel, The Deep Dive, where we talk about winds, tides, moon phases, the whole lot. But until the next one...
That's it for this week on The Deep Dive. If you're after the latest catches and hotspots, don't miss the Angler News SA podcast. Until next time, let's fish for the future.